Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Maseches Nida, Daf Lamed, Maseches Nida 30. And on Daf Lamed, Amud Beis, on 30b, the Gemara introduces us to the topic of what is the experience like for the fetus inside the womb. So Darash Rabbi Simoai. So Rabbi Simoai taught the following. What is the fetus like when it's in the womb of its mother? It is compared to a pinkas. A pinkas is like a notebook, a ledger, or that is going to be considered to be folded up and placed down. Yadav al shteitzedav, the hands are on its two sides of its head, on the two temples of its head. Shtei atzilav al shtei akuvosav, its two armpits are resting on its two ankles. Ushnei akevav al shtei akvosav, and its two heels are against its buttocks. V'rosho munach obein berkav, and its head is between its knees. Upiv sasum v'taburo pasuach, and its mouth is closed and its navel is open. V'ochol mimasha imo ochelos, the fetus when it's in the womb eats what the mother eats. V'shota mimasha imo shosa, and the fetus drinks what its mother drinks. V'enol motzi re'i, but the fetus does not produce excrement. Shema yaroges imo, because the excrement, God forbid, would kill the mother. However, kivan sheyatzo l'avir ha'oam, once the baby is born, then it's reversed. Niftach ha'satom v'nistam ha'pasuach, then that which is closed, meaning to say the mouth of the fetus, now becomes open. V'nistam ha'pasuach, and that which was closed, and that which was open is niftach ha'satom v'nistam ha'patuach, and that which was open is now closed, meaning to say that the navel closes. Shalmalekein if this were not the case, the baby would not be able to live even for one moment. And then the Talmud tells us a beautiful verse. V'ner dolak lo al rosho, and a lamp is lit for the fetus above its head. V'tzofu mabit misofa olam v'atzofo, and the fetus almost has this unbelievable vision to look from one end of the world for the other, as it states, Behilo neiro alei roshi l'oro eilech choshech. This is a pasuk from the book of Iov, chapter 29, and it says, when his lamp shone above my head, by its light I was able to walk in the dark. And that's what Iov is saying. He's pining for the moments when he could return to his mother's womb. Va'al tisma, and don't say this is ridiculous. Shahare adam yashen kan, for we know that a person can sometimes be asleep here. V'roech halom baspamya, and he can, in his dream, he can have this prophetic vision, and he can see something very far away. And so we see from here that just like in a dream, we're sometimes able to intuit something that's very far away, so too a fetus is able to have this vision, which is to the other end of the world. The Talmud bases this on a verse from Job, but it's unclear that that's a direct verse, so it's probably just homiletic. Ve'ein l'cha yamim sha'adam sharoi b'tova yoser mi'osan yamim. And the Talmud says something so powerful. It says that there are no days in a person's life that are more blessed than the days when you were in your mother's womb. As it states, mi et neni ki yarchei kedem ki mei eloha yishmereni. And this is a verse also from Job where he's pining for the days of the womb. He said, would you give God, who would give me a life like the months of yesteryear, like the days when Hashem watched over me? Ve'ezu yamim sheish b'hem yirachem v'em b'hem shanim. Now, what are the days where there are months and not years? Ha'ave omer elu. These are the months of pregnancy. And so Iov was saying that he felt so blessed while he was in his mother's womb. And then the Brisa tells us that when the baby is in the womb, that he is taught the entire Torah, as it states, Vayoreni Vayomerli. It says in Proverbs that he taught me and he said to me, Yitmach tvarai libecha shemor mitzvosai v'chaya. He said to me, let your heart cling to my words, observe my commandments and live. V'omer besod eloka ale ahale. And there's another verse which says, when the company of God was above my tent. And so the Gemara then wants to know, why does it need two verses? What's wrong with just the first verse? But before, we'll skip that for now, but then the Braisa continues and says, V'kivan shebala avir olam, once the baby comes to the heir of the world, b'malch v'sotro al piv, the angel comes and strikes him on the mouth. Umishachu kol Torah kula, and therefore the angel causes the baby to forget the entire Torah, as it says, La petach chata'as rovates, that loss crouches at the door, or that is the idea, and that's the idea that once he was born, that here it means that he has lost all of his Torah. So the commentaries all wonder, well, what's the point of teaching him the entire Torah if he's just going to lose it? So he has this incredible experience in the womb. What's the point of it if he's just going to lose the whole Torah once he's born? So one explanation is from the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon says the Torah is so deep and so powerful and so vast and so great, we would never have been able to achieve it if it wasn't already in us. And this concept by the Torah being in us, and we've already learned it once, so we know we could learn it again, and that's what the Torah is teaching, that's what this Midrash is teaching us, and it's all inside of us already, and therefore we shouldn't think that it's above us and that we can't reach it. Another explanation that I saw is that the baby would never want to be, the baby always wants to be where Torah is. So while we want the baby to stay in the womb in order to get stronger, in order to keep the baby in the womb, we teach the baby Torah. But then once the time the baby is ready to go out, we have to take away the Torah so that the baby knows to run into the world to be pursuing Torah. The whole life of the baby, our whole life is supposed to be a life of pursuit of Torah.